Our jailer in today's first reading would rather commit suicide than face the consequence of his fears, the fear that Paul and Silas had escaped. But that fear is unfounded, because Paul and Silas come to him and they offer him a way out of that fear, a way out of that suicidal self-judgment, by offering him faith in Christ Jesus. And when the jailer receives baptism, of course the grace of the sacrament overcomes all fear, and the grace of the sacrament restores the integrity of the image and likeness of God, so that it can shine through the jailer and his family to enlighten the world, and so that others may realize there is nothing to fear, that evil is overcome and bound, and that good, arising from our baptismal grace and strengthened by the other sacraments, overcomes each and every evil present in the world. In fact, what happens to the jailer is a concrete expression of what Jesus speaks of in today's Gospel. For we are wrong. We are wrong about judgment. We see ourselves as being judged. We see ourselves as being punished for the wrongs that we do. And Jesus says, about judgment you are wrong, because, proved, by the prince of this world being already condemned, that the power of evil is overthrown. And we, the children of God through baptism, have the power of good to touch the world with grace and with peace and with love. A grace, a peace, and a love which overcomes all present evil, because that is merely the manifestation of a dying reality, the manifestation of good through Christians, is the manifestation of the reality that Satan is not only overcome, but lies dying because of the power of Christ. Yet over and over again, and this is the perspective I have here from South Africa, even the Christian community falls into a fear of evil and so denies its own basic power from God. At the moment, there's all sorts of upheavals here in South Africa about a resurgence of Satanism. It keeps on getting drawn into violent and spectacular murder trials that are happening at the moment. And school children are seen as the particular target of the Satanists. This theme was present in the 80s, it was present in the early 90s, it went to ground for a time, and now here in the teens of the new century, once again, it is back with a vicious force. And every time it happens, the fears of so-called experts are found to be baseless. That there is no cabal of Satanists perverting the youth, because there cannot be. If we take Jesus' words today seriously, then we know that evil is overcome. And not only do we know that evil is overcome, we are strengthened in our baptismal goodness, in our baptismal integrity, in the restoration of God's image and likeness in us, through our constant approach to the sacraments, receiving both nourishment and forgiveness, the overwhelming of the small evils of which we are still capable. Evil is overwhelmed and evil is conquered. And that message comes to us in both of the readings today. So we need not fear. Our fears about evil are baseless. And those fears only serve to disempower us and to derail us from our primary task, from the vocation of our baptism to manifest the goodness of God. Last Sunday we heard in the second reading of the New Jerusalem, of the city of God, come down out of heaven, resting on the foundation stones of the apostles, with the 12 gates, offering constant entrance to all people. And that city needs no temple and it needs no light. It needs no temple because those in the city worship constantly. They do not need a special place. It needs no light because the light of God is shining constantly in that city. Now, this isn't some future and far off reality that John speaks of in the book of Revelation. It is the present situation of the people of God, of the church of God in the world. We are that city of light and constant worship, coming to church to strengthen the worship which is our life, and being the light to the world which dispels all fear and darkness. And we cannot do that when we embrace fear. We cannot do that when the message that we give to the world that evil is greater than the good. We cannot do that when we deny Christ as Peter did, saying we do not know him, we do not know his power, we do not know his goodness working through us, we do not know our baptismal grace, we are not confident of the sacramental grace of communion, the very body and blood of Christ uniting himself with us. Jesus has told us in the gospel that our fears are wrong. That our fears of being judged are wrong, because one is judged, the prince of this world, and the evil that it does. And so we are called to live in that baptismal dignity. The dignity which not only knows that evil is overcome, the dignity which expresses that victory through every word, through every gesture, encouraging the good in the world which has already overcome the evil. Amen.